Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of PNC Infratech, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kunal Sheth from Batlivala & Karani Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of B&K Securities, I'm pleased to welcome you all on PNC Infratech Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us the Managing Director of the company, Mr. Yogesh Jain, along with the senior management team. We will begin with an opening remark from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir, for the opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of PNC Infratech Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us today on this call. Today, I have with me Mr. Rao, Director Infra, Mr. D.K. Agarwal, CFO, Mr. D.K. Maheshwari, Senior Vice President, and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded the investor presentation on the stock exchanges and company website for your reference. Initially, I would like to mention key updates of the industry, followed by the operational development of the company and highlights of the financial performance during the quarter and 9 months of financial year 2025, post which we will be happy to answer your questions. Like the last year, the first 9 months of current financial year also witnessed subdued new project awarding activity by both MoRTH and NHAI. It is understood that total hold on the Bharatmala program, the general elections held in June 2024, and delay in acquisition of minimum land required before bidding are the key reason for very low project awarding activity. However, since the beginning of the fourth quarter of the current financial year, awarding activity is getting expedited by both MoRTH and NHAI, as such sizable number of new projects on EPC, HAM, and DBFOT toll modes are expected to be awarded before 31st March 2025. Highway construction activity declined by nearly 6% in the first 9 months of financial year 2025 to 5,283 km from 6,216 km in the same period of financial year 2024. During the current financial year, execution of already awarded projects severely impacted due to intense and prolonged monsoon and low awarding activities over the past 1.5 years and persistent delay in declaration of appointed dates due to non-availability of land for commencement of construction. Providing peacefully processed minimum backend ROW has become critically important for both timely commencement of awarded projects and uninterrupted construction. In recently introduced budget, the government allocated 2.8 lakh crore to the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways for financial year 2025-26. Out of the total budgetary provisions, allocation to NHAI has been increased to rupees 1.8 lakh crore for highway expansion and modernization programs. To further optimize infrastructure development, MoRTH is implementing a corridor-based approach, prioritizing uniform standards, enhanced user convenience, and improved logistic efficiency. This initiative aims to streamline transportation, reduce travel time, and lower logistic costs, foster better connectivity, and seamless mobility across the country. To leverage technological advancement, which is playing a pivotal role in infrastructure, MoRTH is exploring the adoption of artificial intelligence in infrastructure, particularly through automated and intelligent machine-aided construction, that is called AIMC, for National Highway Project. Notably, our company is at the forefront of this initiative, having implemented automated and intelligent machine-aided construction for the first time in India at Lucknow-Kanpur Express Highway Project. As part of this state-of-art technology, graders, rollers and paver fitted with GPS-based 3D machines, guidance and control systems for precise grading, compaction and paving conforming to design parameters. This technology also ensures real-time monitoring and controlling of operations. This innovative approach is poised to bring revolutionary change in road construction in India. Now coming to the recent update on the company. On the project development side, the company subsidiary Hathras Highway Private Limited received provisional. PCOD for its HAM project on 31st October 2024, 2 months ahead of scheduled completion date for Mathura 1C package. On the asset monetization front, during the quarter, the company received in principle approvals from NHAI for the divestment of company's interest in 8 target assets. For the remaining 3 assets, approvals are expected by the end of this month. The company has already received NOC from 34 lenders for 11 projects. On the project awarding front, the company has received letter of award of 3 EPC projects for an aggregate contract value of ₹6,670 crores in the state of Maharashtra. During the quarter, we have received ₹108 crores from the government of Andhra Pradesh toward work done for the canal upgradation project. We are pleased to share that as per the MoRTH order dated 6th February 2025, the disqualification imposed on the company and its 2 subsidiaries has been reduced from 12 months to 4 months. Accordingly, we will resume participation in the bidding process of MoRTH, NHAI and NHIDCL from 18th February 2025 onwards. Now moving on to operational and financial performance of the company, we have 28 based fund-based projects, out of which 3 are BOT toll projects, 2 are BOT NOT projects and 23 are HAM projects. Out of 3 BOT toll projects, concession period for 1 of the project, Kanpur covering toll project, concluded on 20th January 25 and accordingly tolling operation has been handed over to NHAI. Aggregate bid project cost of 23 HAM project is over ₹30,000 crore, which is one of the largest highway HAM project portfolio in the country. Out of total 23 HAM projects, 12 projects achieved PCOD and COD, 7 projects are under construction, 3 projects achieved financial closure and appointed dates are to be declared. For 1 project, concession agreement was executed with the MPIDC on 7th March 24 and financial project document has been executed and submitted to MPIDC. The total investment requirement for the HAM project is ₹3,092 crore. Till December 24, company already invested ₹2,283 crore and the remaining equity of ₹809 crore is to be invested over the next 2 to 3 years. The internal accruals that would be generated over the next 2 to 3 years should be adequate to meet the above equity investment requirements. Now moving on to our order book. As of 31st December 24, the company unexecuted order book stands over ₹18,900 crores, which includes 3 EPC contracts secured by the company in 25 for aggregate contract value of ₹6,670 crore. Out of the unexecuted order book, Highway, Expressway, Contract contribute around 75%, while Water, Canal, Area Development and Railway Project contribute around 25%. In the terms of project proponents, out of total unexecuted order book of rupees 18,900 crore, value of MoRTH including NHAI contract comes to 30% and value of contract awarded by other authorities comes to 70%. Now moving on to the standalone quarterly results. Revenue for the third quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 1,205 crores. The EBITDA for the third quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 146 crores. The EBITDA margin for the third quarter of financial year 25 is 12.1%. The profit for the third quarter of financial year 25 is 83 crore. The PAT margin for the third quarter of financial year 25 is 6.9%. Now, standalone 9-month results. Revenue for 9 months of financial year 25 is rupees 4,099 crore. The EBITDA for 9 months of financial year 25 is 873 crore, which is higher by 23% as compared to rupees 712 crores in 9 months of financial year 24. The EBITDA margin for 9 months of financial year 25 is 21.3%. The profit for 9 months of financial year 25 is rupees 585 crores as compared to rupees 447 crore in the 9 months of financial year 24, a growth of 31% on year-to-year basis. The PAT margin for 9 months of financial year 25 is 14.3%. Consolidated quarterly revenue for the third quarter of financial year 25 is 1,470 crores. The consolidated EBITDA for third quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 379 crore. The EBITDA margin for quarter 3 of financial year 25 is 25.8%. The consolidated PAT for third quarter of financial year 25 is rupees 81 crores. The PAT margin for third quarter of financial year 25 is 5.5%. Consolidated revenue for 9 months of financial year 25 is 5,065 crore. The consolidated EBITDA for 9 months is rupees 1,704 crore as compared to 1,268 crore in the 9 months of financial year 24. A growth of 34%. The EBITDA margin for 9 months of financial year 25 is 33.6%. The consolidated PAT for 9 months of financial year 25 is 740 crore as compared to 514 crore in 9 months of financial year 24, a growth of 44%. The PAT margin for the 9 months of financial year 25 is 14.6%. On the standalone balance sheet side, as on 31st December 24, our net working capital cycle is 167 days. Our net worth on a standalone basis is rupees 5,353 crore as on 31st December 24, whereas total standalone debt is rupees 397 crore. The total cash and bank balance as on 31st December 24 is 743 crore. We have a net surplus of rupees 345 crore, which translates to net debt to equity of 0.07 times. On console basis, our net worth is rupees 5,911 crores, whereas total debt is rupees 9,332 crores as on 31st December 24. The total cash and bank balance, including current investment, is rupees 1,701 crores. This translates to net debt to equity of 1.58 times. With this, we now open the floor for question answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we start the Q&A session, I would like to read out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involves risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. A couple of questions. So first, in terms of the inflow and the revenue front, so now the ban on NHAI and the moth is ending and we will be able to bid from the 18th of February onwards. So how now we are looking at in terms of the order inflow for by March end, and maybe if you can help us for next year also, and there also from NHAI and the MoRTH side particularly, how much are we looking at in terms of the order inflow by March and next year?
So far this year, we received new orders worth of 6,670 crores. We are expecting new orders before end of current financial year, maybe next say 6 to 7 weeks, of another 6 to 8,000 crores and 6 to 9,000 crores. So our order book at the end of the new orders at the end of the financial year for the during the current financial year be around 13,000 crores to maximum 15,000 crores. So we don't want to now see delve into it, how much would be from MoRTH or from the other clients, but it would be around 13 to 15,000 crores. And our new order for the financial year FY26 also would be in the same range, 13 to 15,000 crores.
Got it, sir. And now in terms of the revenue, so already if I exclude the arbitration and everything, so 9 months we are already down by close to 32% odd. So in the fourth quarter, excluding the arbitration which was there in the last year, fourth quarter, 297 crore. So how we look at the core revenue front, how much are we looking at? And given that now the order inflow will pick up, so for next year, because the base itself is low, so how we are looking at the next year revenue?
So in the current year, overall, we are looking at a revenue which would be lesser by 25 to 30% in comparison to FY24, and subsequently in the next year, we are expecting a increase in the revenue. Guidance would be plus 35% over FY25.
Sir, when we are saying 25 to 30% lower this year, so this include this excludes the arbitration. So this is a pure construction revenue we are talking about.
This is a pure construction revenue.
This includes arbitration also. Because last year also we have an arbitration of around 300 crores. So this 25 to 30% decline is inclusive of arbitration, what we have received during the first quarter of current financial year.
Okay, got it. And now, and margin obviously we will be maintaining 12%, 12 to 12.5% next year, 13%.
Yes, that we
Yeah, now if you can share the couple of balance sheet and the project-wise order book data points. So inventory, trade receivable, payable, retention money, unbilled revenue, mobilization advance.
So inventory, trade receivable, payable, retention money is 172 crore and mobilization advance is 71 crore.
Sorry, 271.
671, mobilization advance.
671, okay. Inventory, debtors, payable.
Inventory is 746 crore.
Okay.
Then debtor is 1668 crore. Yeah. 1668.
Okay. And our creditors payables?
760 crore.
760. And in debtors, how much is HAM and water debtors?
EPP 64%. Which is 107 crore, 1070 crore, and 36% is HAM, which is 598 crore.
598. And water debtors?
Pardon?
Water project, how much is outstanding?
792.
792, okay. And the couple of project-wise order book, if you can, sir, that would be very grateful. So starting with the irrigation project, so how much is outstanding value as on December?
It is 924, sir.
24. Okay. Kanpur package 1 and package 2, Kanpur Lucknow.
Package 1 is 238 and package 2 is 292.
Mathura bypass Gaju village.
Mathura bypass 1B is 193 crore.
193. And Hardoi?
Hardoi khatam ho gaya, Hardoi mein koi baki nahi, almost completed.
Okay, similar would be the Gaju village, Devinagar should also be complete.
Yes, sir, yes.
And this both one, Unnao Lalganj and Meerut Najimabad should also been completed.
Yes, completed, yes, yes.
And Chalakuru Harir also completed or something is left?
Yes, Chalakiri ka baki hai bhi. That is 54 crore.
54 crore. And Haryana rail orbit.
Haryana 9620 crore, 620.
620 crore. And the last one is Prayagraj Kosambi.
Prayagraj is 469.
69. Okay. Thank you, sir. I have more questions. We'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible. Okay, thank you. Sorry, sir. So, wanted to ask on the networking capital days side of the business. On an average, the 90 to 100 days that we used to maintain for the last few years, our networking capital days is on a higher side. How do you look this to be, going ahead probably for FY26 and further? Can we see the normalized 100 days coming back for networking capital days?
Yes, we are expecting FY25 even 105 to 110 days. Because this is a temporary increase in the net working capital because of the advances given to the supplier, because there are 8 projects where we have not started the work. So we have mobilized the contractors and we are giving the advances. That is why it is increased. And secondly, because of the mutual fund, around 440 crore rupees of 31st December, as against 3 crore in the March 24. So because of these two reasons, it has increased to 167 crore. Otherwise, it is around 102 to 105 days.
Oh, okay. Got it. And, sir, it is a temporary thing.
Yeah. As soon as work will start in this project, the bills will adjust it against that advance.
Okay, got it, sir. What is the kind of order inflow that we are seeing in quarter four? There is expected to be a lot of announcement post all the election things have, done with. I mean, after the Lok Sabha Maharashtra election, etc. So, and also after the recent, is there any major inflow that we are seeing coming in quarter four?
Till December, we have received the order of 6,670 crore, and we are expecting around 6,000 to 8,000 by March. So total will be around 13,000 to 15,000 during the FY25.
Okay, and what are we seeing, and what would be the order into expected going ahead in FY26?
FY26 also we are expecting around 15,000 crore contracts.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. I'll get back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question is, how are we seeing the order pipeline for FY26?
As we, our managing director has mentioned, for NHA itself, for 1.8 lakh crore rupees budgetary allocation was made by the Government of India. Apart from their internal accruals and the other establishment program they are doing, so we expect a very robust pipeline of projects, both from NHA and MOTS. Apart from the other clients, because the railways and other sectors also, funds have been allocated for the infrastructure whole. So we looking forward to have a very robust pipeline of projects next financial year. So definitely we'll be able to leverage that of those opportunities to secure around 15,000 crores of new projects during the FY26.
Okay, sir. And are there any major interposits for which we are expecting the tenders to be floated in the coming quarter, or you can say in H1 FY26, and where we will be looking for the two participants?
Yes. We'll be expecting the pipeline for the next financial year also.
Okay. Any major interposits to be named, sir? All right, sir. Just answer my questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, so what is the standalone net debt as of now, sir?
Net debt
almost near to zero.
net cash is 395 crore, sir. Okay. And sir, so what we are saying is in the next 1.5 months, so till this 40 days, how much of order inflow has happened in this quarter, sir?
We are expecting around 9,000 crore.
In this quarter, we are expecting 6,000 to 8,000 crore, sir. And already we have received till December 6,700 crore.
No, so 6,700 is underscored. That is for first 9 months. Now, in these 40 days till now, this quarter, how much have you received till now?
No, as of now, for this quarter, till date, we haven't received any new orders. Going forward, during the next 40 days, we expect to receive 6,000 to 8,000 new orders.
6,000 to 8,000 you expect, sir, and what is the pipeline of bidding on this? I mean, what kind of win ratios are we looking at? Because this 6,000 to 8,000 looks very steep to happen in just 50 days for you.
Yes. Because the non-MOTH itself, there are projects worth of more than 20,000 to 25,000 worth of projects are there which have already been floated. And both MOTH and NHA floated a project's worth of 1,27,000 crores which are to be bidded out in next 5 to 6 weeks' time, comprising both EPC, HAM, as well as the DOT toll projects. So the pipeline is very huge, the bidding pipeline. So because as you see the past history, during the month of February and the March, large number of projects are bid out, bids received and awarded before end of March. So out of 1,50,000 crores, what we are expecting around 4% only. So that was projects we are confident of getting before 31st March.
Understood. And sir, this now in terms of your revenues, so even if I adjust for 300 crores of FY24, I get to 7,400 crores last year, and that has had a standalone EBITDA margin of around 13.2%. So what would be the sort of the EBITDA margin guidance for FY26? Because what you are saying is FY26 revenue should be similar to FY24, right? So are we looking for a slightly lower EBITDA margin given the change in the mix? Is the NHAI projects being only 30% of our book giving us lesser margins? So can you explain that, like how do you look at the margins?
For FY26, as you had mentioned, we are looking at a EBITDA margin of 13%, which will be akin to the FY24 margin. See, okay. NHA projects are there, and there are projects from other clients also. As you mentioned, the ratio is as of now 30 to 70. So overall, we are looking at a 13% EBITDA margin for FY26.
Okay. And are the margins similar, sir, because you are getting a lot of projects from non-NHAI MORTH. So how are the margins same or different?
The margins are more or less same from MORTH and non-MORTH projects. So margins are more or less same. So overall margin, let's say that could be around 30% in FY26. We don't foresee any decline in the EBITDA margin in FY26. So 30% what we are reasonably expecting.
And this 6,700 crore that you have received, this is all Maharashtra, I understand. So many of, I think there are some concerns on this MSRDC project, and I think there has been some delays, etc. So when do we expect the execution to begin on these projects, and what is the current status of this?
MSRDC, we received two projects, Nanded Jamna project, which is the expressway project, and another project is the Pune Ring Road. In Nanded Jamna, we have already commenced the project. We already commenced the construction. So there we, and in the Pune also, we are expected to commence the construction during the current quarter. So because the government, after the state assembly elections, they expedited the process of land acquisition, possession and giving the land. So we don't foresee any major issue there. So the definitely these projects will be executed as per the schedule and will be able to complete within the scheduled time.
And the FIDCO project, sir?
FIDCO project also, all pre-construction activities we have commenced, and we mobilized the resources. And
we have received advance also.
We received the mobilization advance also, first tranche. So FIDCO project also, we are going to commence the construction during the current quarter.
So out of this 19,000 crore of order book, sir, how much are you currently working on and how much is like, you know, somewhat away from execution phase?
See, Maharashtra projects are having a 6,600, less than for NHA projects, we need to get an appointed date for another 3,000 crores projects. So we are working around, say, Maharashtra and this thing, 9 to 10,000 worth of projects we are working on.
So, okay. So with this 9,000, 10,000, sir, we feel confident that next year itself we can do 7,500 crore because all the newer projects may not start immediately and it will take up to second half of next year to start many of the newer projects which we will win. So from this 9,000 crore order book, which is under execution, can we get 7,500 crores for next year?
9,000 crore orders which are actively we are constructing, which are the ongoing projects, will not give the 7,400. Certainly, we'll get some revenues from these new projects, which we talked about, more than 10,000 crore project. And also then we may be getting some projects before end of the current financial year, again, which will give again some revenue from the Q3 onwards, FY 2026 Q3. So overall, that 7,400, what you are telling, at par with the FY 2024, or otherwise 35% over and above the current financial year, we should be able to achieve the revenue.
Okay. Sir, on slide number 20-
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sarvesh, please fall back in the question queue for further questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from HDFC AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, a few questions. In the water segment, can you update the status of on-ground execution, whether there has been any improvement in the recoveries of receivables in 4Q? Because you did mention that there's some 800 crore, which was outstanding as of December. So how is the Q4 looking, and what is the outlook for this segment as you go ahead?
See, because there is a paucity of funds from the Government of India, but however, now in the new budget, they allocated more than 60,000 crore for the Jal Jeevan Mission for the FY 2026. So we expect the fund inflow from the Government of India and also matching grant, matching funds from the state government from new financial year. Nevertheless, we are expecting some funds from the state government in the current financial year itself before 31st March, from which we should be able to realize our payments, which have been outstanding for quite a few months. And from first quarter of FY 2026, there should not be any issue of releasing the money.
Okay. Also, in terms of, you know, the projects where you are waiting appointed date, I think that's about 4,100 crore, which you mentioned. When do you expect the appointed date for these projects, sir?
We are expecting declaration of appointed date before end of the current financial year, that is before 31st March 2025.
So what is the land acquisition status? If you can just spell out by projects, where are you in terms of the current land acquisition in these projects?
So land acquisition has been improved over the last 3 months. Now readily, the exact figures are not readily available. We'll share with you.
Sir, are we confident that we'll get some execution cycle before monsoon in these projects, or you think this can all spill over to post-monsoon only?
Of course. No, no, yes, we are expecting some kind of execution and the contract revenues during the first quarter of FY 2026, before onset of the monsoon.
Okay. Maharashtra projects, you did say that there are some initial mobilization and construction activities have started, but if you can just dwell a little bit deeper on what's the kind of on-ground status in terms of land available, and what kind of execution you would expect from these projects within Q4, and how does next year look? So if you can just sort of spell out how Q4 looks for these projects, and what kind of execution you will expect in next year, because these are very sizable projects, so you know, it's important to sort of monitor how these projects will shape up.
As we have mentioned, out of three projects, one project we have already commenced the construction. We expect some certain revenue in Q4 itself from this project, more particularly Jalna-Nanded. Other two projects also, the construction will be commenced during this quarter itself, but the contract receipts may not be sizable during the current financial year. But nevertheless, from Q1 of FY 2026 onwards, all these projects will start giving sustainable revenues, going forward. And all these projects will be commenced in full swing.
But physical work for Pune and CIDCO will certainly happen within 4Q. The start of construction will certainly happen, is what you're saying?
That's what we are targeting, to start the physical construction during the current financial year itself before 31st March. Because as we have already mobilized a large part of our resources, so we are expecting commencement of works at on ground at these two projects also before 31st March.
Alright. And so last question, you talked about the increase in working capital. One, you said because of the mobilization advances, etc., that you have given. There is something else also that Maheshwari sir mentioned, but I missed that. So if you can just repeat why this net working capital has increased.
Mainly because of the advances to suppliers. Secondly, we have invested in the mutual fund. Surplus money in the PNC, we have invested in the mutual fund, which was 3 crore in March 24, has increased to 440 crore in December 24.
So, sir, when you, in the presentation, when you're giving the net working capital number of 167 days or something like that, you are also including this mutual fund investment of 400 crores.
Yes, yeah.
All right. So, and when you gave the cash number of 743, that includes your mutual fund investment.
Right.
All right, sir. Got it. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Snuji Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, first question is with respect to our this HAM project monetization. So what is the kind of this approval is required and when we expect this to conclude? Should I repeat my question?
Please.
So I just wanted to ask about this divestment thing. So what is the kind of approval from regulatory authorities required and when at best we will conclude this monetization?
So the NOC is required from lenders as well as from the authority, and out of the 12 assets, we have already received the NOC of 11 projects from 34 lenders as on date. As regards the LOC from authority, out of 11 projects, we have received the in-principle approval of 8 projects, and we are expecting by end of this month, we will receive the LOC from 3 projects on the authorities. So we are expecting that by end of this March 25, 11 assets will be monetized out of 12.
By March 25?
Yeah.
And what is the equity IRR we will be making from this project?
It will depend on the closing, because the equity we have invested in all 11 projects is 1619 crore, including unsecured loan. And what will be the realization actual, we will come to know only at the time of closing, because certain working capital adjustments are there. So it will come to know only at the time of closing only, sir.
Okay. And with regard to 6,000 to 8,000 crore, we are expecting next 40 days. So this is based on bids already submitted. I mean, what is the size of bid we have already submitted and we are expecting? Should I repeat my question again? This is with respect to order inflow guidance we had given for next 40-45 days, which is 6,000 to 8,000. So this is based on the bids already submitted, or we are expecting bids to be submitted and then this tender will be awarded before 31st March? And what is the size of bid we already submitted?
See, as we mentioned, so whatever bids we have submitted, that is very marginal amount. For 5,000 crores of worth of bids are pending for opening of price bids. But other bids we are going to submit.
So you will participate in bids after 18th February, which will open after 18th February, right? And then you are expecting these bids to be awarded before 31st March.
Yes. The awarding activity has been very, very expeditious, as we experienced in the past also. So whatever bids we'll be submitting before 3rd week of March will be awarded before the end of March. So the pipeline is very robust. More than 1 lakh crore worth of bids have already been floated with a different bid due date spanning from 18th February till end of March.
And which are the states where we are seeing major pipeline where we will be participating?
No, these bids are whatever bids they floated, these are across the many states, from this thing, from north to south and east to west. So we have to see really for which state how many bids have been this thing. But these are spread across the country.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best for that year from next.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. So my first question is in the L1 order. So are you, so what is the value of the L1 orders?
Which L1?
This Bhandara to Gadchiroli EPC project.
That is around 2,400 crore.
But you have not included that in that, 6,700 crores of each order, right?
That is not included in that.
So for the Q4, as of now, you have L1 of 2,400 crores, which where the LOA is expected.
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, second question is on JJM. Now we have close to 800 crore of debtors in water segment, and first 9 months, if I look at your revenues, so it's about 600 crore from the water segment, and maybe this year you will end up close to, if I take Q3 numbers of 192 crore, so somewhere around 800 odd crore you will end up. So which means that you already have a year of receivables from this project, which is outstanding. So just wanted to understand, in this financial year, did you receive any money at all from the JJM projects? So if you can help us understand from the start of the financial year till now, what has been the collection in this project?
Yeah. Yes, this financial year we have received money. Till October, we have been receiving money till October. Only from November onwards, only we are expecting paucity of funds from the SWSM. Till October, we have received. The whatever money now is pending, that is whatever work done towards this, and certain money was due in the last financial year, that we have released. How much?
750 we have received.
750 crores we realized this year, till October.
It was 925 on March. It is now 792.
Yeah, plus which includes 600 crore, what we have here. Yeah.
Okay. So 925 was outstanding as of March 2024 end, and now it's less than 800, so you have received.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We expect to really, we start receiving the money, latest, from April onwards. If the state government provides a certain amount, what is out of their 50% money, then we may be getting some amount during the March also.
Okay. Just one question for Yogesh. I mean, almost the entire industry has been talking for last three quarters on positivity on the NHAI ordering and pipeline being more than 1.2 trillion or 1.1 trillion, 1 lakh crore plus. And we always remain hopeful. Last year also, FY 2024, we were hoping that orders will come, and we only come to know when we are at FY end or maybe March, that ordering will happen. But I just want your opinion on this. I mean, you're still holding on to that 1 lakh number. So do you think versus last year, this time there's a high probability of this pipeline converting into order inflows, or even for this year, you would end up maybe 40,000 or 50,000 crores of inflows?
कुछ ना कुछ प्रॉब्लम लैंड एक्विजिशन की प्रॉब्लम रही है NHAI में।
Yeah.
कुछ इलेक्शन रहे, बिहार में इलेक्शन रहे और महाराष्ट्र में इलेक्शन रहे, जिसकी वजह से कुछ ना कुछ प्रॉब्लम इंटरनली रही इनकी हैं। अब लगता है कि कुछ भारतमाला पे उन्होंने, इसलिए भारतमाला में लैंड नहीं मिल पाई, इसलिए भारतमाला स्टॉप हो गया। जो कॉन्ट्रैक्ट 2 साल पहले अवार्डेड थे या 2 साल पहले जो बिड हो गए थे, उसके बाद फिर नहीं हो पाए। अब उन कॉन्ट्रैक्टर को उन्होंने चालू किए, जैसे हमारे बिहार वाले भी प्रोजेक्ट थे, जो कि भारतमाला का पार्ट है, वाराणसी टू कोलकाता। उसके अंदर से भी अब बिडिंग आना स्टार्ट हो गई उसके पार्टली, और जहां लैंड नहीं हो रही थी, उनका जो आर्बिट्रेशन अवार्ड था, लैंड का क्या था, बिहार में जो इस पूरे प्रोजेक्ट के अंदर एक और प्रॉब्लम थी कि वहां जो एक्चुअल लैंड की वैल्यू ज्यादा थी और इनकी जो सर्किल रेट कम थी।
Okay.
तो ये इस प्रॉब्लम को उन्होंने अब डिसाइड किया कि अब उन्होंने जो आर्बिट्रेशन के थ्रू वहां पर जो कमिश्नर है, उसने उसको अवार्ड दे दिया। जैसे हमारे ये तीनों प्रोजेक्ट की भी यही प्रॉब्लम थी कि उनकी लैंड की वैल्यू ज्यादा थी और एनएचआई इनको कम पैसा दे रही थी, इवन सर्किल रेट कम थी, मार्केट रेट ज्यादा थी, तो उन्होंने सर्किल रेट को बढ़ा के अवार्ड के थ्रू, सर्किल रेट नहीं बढ़ाई, अवार्ड के थ्रू उनको ज्यादा पेमेंट दे दिया और अवार्ड भी कर दिया, उसको एनएचआई ने अभी अप्रूव भी कर दिया, तो इसलिए वो सारे लोग वहां तैयार हैं काम कराने के लिए। और उसको मुझे लगता है इसलिए हम जो बात कर रहे हैं कि तीनों प्रोजेक्ट की भी हमको डेट मिल जाएगी और नेक्स्ट क्वार्टर में उसका वर्क डन ले लेंगे, बल्कि एक VR6 में तो हम इसी क्वार्टर में लेने की सोच रहे हैं। तो अब मुझे लगता है कि अब धीरे धीरे सभी जगह आना स्टार्ट हो जाएंगे।
ओके, सो बेसिकली आप बोल रहे हैं this was more of a procedural delay from the land acquisition side, but intent wise still the pipeline is looking good and we think that there will still be continuity in awarding in this year or next year.
Even pipeline bahut achhi hai, even jo pehle jo unhone chote chote contract kiye the wo bhi sare size bada diye unhone, unko do do teen teen package ko mila ke ek kar diya 2000 crore ke, abhi 2000 crore ke package kar diye, 2500 crore ka package kar diye, तो पैकेज साइज भी बड़े अच्छे हो गए हैं अभी और मुझे कंपटीशन उसमें रिड्यूस होगा। और मुझे लगता है कि मान लो अभी बिड होंगी तो मतलब दो तीन बिड भी मिल जाती हैं तो मुझे लगता है 6-7000 crore की बिड भी मिनिमम पीएमसी को भी मिलेगी।
But sir, I was hearing that some deliberation has gone in TMO that the quality of roads has gone down significantly and that's the reason TMO has advised the ministry to increase job bolder point ki size badao so that the qualification criteria which got diluted post COVID and a lot of low quality contractors came in. So now I think TMO has advised, what I'm hearing, that TMO has advised MoRTH to increase the size so that good quality, capable, financially worthy contractors are able to execute the projects. So, ऐसा कुछ है क्या सर? I mean, is it also one of the...
Actually, क्या है कि देखिए जब बहुत ज्यादा लार्ज क्वांटिटी में काम होता है कंट्री के अंदर तो क्वालिटी और 40-40% बिलो टेंडर जा रहे हैं, 30-35% बिलो टेंडर जा रहे हैं, तो ये कई कई रीजन है क्वालिटी डाउन होने के। अब वो गवर्नमेंट को समझ में आ रही है कि नहीं क्वालिटी उन पर कंट्रोल नहीं हो पा रही, इसलिए जो उन्होंने पहले क्या था कि ये क्वालिफिकेशन किस लिए होता था, क्वालिफिकेशन इसलिए होता था कि भाई जो बिल्डिंग बनाने वाला आदमी है तो वो बिल्डिंग बनाए और जो रोड वाला आदमी है वो रोड में बनाए। बिल्डिंग वाला आदमी रोड में आए तो पहले 100 crore का काम ले, उसके बाद 1000 crore का ले। अब वो सीधा आके 1000 crore का लेता है तो वो क्वालिटी उसको बतानी होती है कि क्या चीज करनी है क्या नहीं करनी है, तो ये प्रॉब्लम अब उनको क्रिएट हुई। तो अभी उसमें भी क्वालिफिकेशन में भी चेंज कर रहे हैं, अभी मुझे लगता है कि 1 अप्रैल से इस नेक्स्ट फाइनेंशियल ईयर में न्यू क्वालिफिकेशन के साथ बिड आएंगी ऐसा लगता है।
ओके सर, श्योर, थैंक यू।
बाकी एक ये प्रोसीजर है क्वालिटी के लिए, 3-4 साल बाद में क्वालिटी डाउन होती है, फिर गवर्नमेंट टाइट करती है, फिर वो सही होती है, गवर्नमेंट भी अपनी कमियां ठीक करते हैं, कॉन्ट्रेक्टर भी अपनी कमियां ठीक करेंगे, जो खराब काम करने वाले हैं वो चले जाएंगे हट जाएंगे।
कुछ
डॉक्यूमेंटेशन मांगे थे उन्होंने, मतलब नॉर्मल डॉक्यूमेंटेशन थे वो सबमिट कर दिए।
Okay, so now you have clear signal from them that from 18th onwards, you will be from 18 morning or midnight of 18th onwards, you will be able to bid for all the projects which will come from MoRTH and HIDCL and NHAI.
And in entire India and every department.
So we will be other side of the mountain from
18th. Chaliye sir, congratulations for that. Finally, you could
thank
get
you
that
very much. Thank
much
you.
Needed. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
What would be our guidance for revenue from the JJM projects for the entire year? For FY 25 and 26?
This year, we achieved more than 600 crores. So we are expecting total guidance for the current financial year would be between 800 to 850 crores. And the next financial year, we are expecting some expedited progress. And it would be around 1,200 crores around in the next financial year. And the government also has increased the JGM tenure till end of FY 28. So we have a time to complete these projects and put them into operation.
The remainder should be done in FY27, around 1,700 crores?
No, we'll be progressively putting these projects into O&M mode. We started the process. It's not like that, that entire this thing. As we complete the each unit, each scheme, so we'll be pushing them into the O&M mode in a progressive manner. So gradually, we'll be able to put the all the project into O&M mode in FY27.
So balance work will be finished in 27, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Entire balance work.
Yes, entire balance work, and all projects will be
Around 1,500-1,600 crore.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So secondly, on the irrigation side, our order book is around 924 crores. So we were expecting a pickup in execution in 2025 and 2026. So what would be our revenue guidance for irrigation project as well, since you're receiving money as well?
See, now the water receded in the canal system. From the middle of February, we are expecting the resumption of work in the irrigation project. And the next 1.5 months, we should be able to get around 50-60 crores project. And in the next financial year, we are expecting around 400-450 crores revenue from the irrigation project.
This all should be completed in FY27?
Yeah, that's 27, and they already extended, given the extension of time, for this particular project.
Okay. So secondly, on the monetization side, last time we had mentioned that we want to monetize 10 assets in this year, and the remainder will go into first half or by September or October of next year. So do you maintain the same guidance?
Yeah, yeah, we are maintaining. In fact, we are targeting 11 assets this year before end of financial year, monetization and closure and the transfer of asset before 31st March, 11 assets out of 12. And the remaining asset maybe in the Q1 of FY26, or latest by Q2.
The remainder would be only one HAM in next year?
Yes, one HAM in next year. This year, 10 HAM and one BOT toll.
So can you just give the numbers? What is the equity investment in those, 11, 10 HAMs and one BOT, and for the last one HAM?
In
11 projects, equity we have infused 1,620 crores, sir.
Okay, and for the one HAM that will be coming next year?
That is 190 crore.
What equity valuation will we be getting for the 11 assets?
Equity valuation will be depend at the time of closing, because certain working capital adjustment are there. And exactly we will come to know.
What we are expecting?
Yeah, earlier we have given the note about 1.67 times of the equity invested at the time of signing of the share purchase agreement.
Okay, so it should be similar to that number?
So it is around the same number.
Similar number.
Similar number.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, lastly, for the HAM projects that you are expecting appointed dates, so we are confident to get them by March. So any execution we expect in Q4, or it should be largely next year only?
First quarter.
Q4, though is expecting commencement in Q4, the contract receipts and the work done will not be as significant in the Q4, but we start expecting the revenues from Q1 FY26 onwards. That would be the practical kind of a thing.
And sir, lastly, there was some confusion regarding the revenue guidance for FY25, given the bonus and claims that we received in last year and this year as well. So for Q4, so versus 1,200 crores of revenue in Q3, what could be the run rate for Q4? That will be much easier to understand the entire year guidance. It will be closer to 1,600-1,700, or it can be even more?
No, it'll be closer to the, it'll be around that number.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ketan Jain from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So my question is on your order inflow guidance for next year. You said around 15,000 crores order inflow guidance. So it would be helpful if you could bifurcate this into roads or water into segment-wise.
See, as of now, we are primarily looking at road sector only. See, whatever projects we got the order, 6,670, say more than 4,000 crores from the roads of MSRDC. One project is the area development for Navi Mumbai Airport Influence Authority, so Influence Development Authority. So that is the area development kind of a thing. And the remaining, whatever we are expecting, it will be essentially from the roads and highway sector only. Because there is no requirement.
Is also road, sir?
Yeah. ₹1 trillion worth of projects are coming in NHAI itself, more than 1 trillion. So we're expecting primarily from the road sector.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, this was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you for your time and trust in the PNC Infratech Limited. In case of further queries, you may get in touch with the Strategic Growth Advisors, our investor relations advisors, or feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you very much.
On behalf of PNC Infratech, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.